views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I have been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information and meeting some very cool, smart people along the way. It is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems. With my favorite energy practitioners, Mark Kettenbach, who is co-founder of our Energetic Upgrade Seminars. You can find out information about that at energeticupgrade.com. Talented energy mover and musician Phil Free, my good friend Mr. Leroy Maloof of Energetic Wellbeing Process, Karen Campbell-Benton from Intuitive Living, and geneticist turned epigeneticist Sharan Sirdar. However, on today's show, I have a special guest, and we love to hear from you. You can feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. The old relationship model our parents used no longer works. And so the old model of partner neglect, silent treatments, and yelling to get our way, we are now being asked to step into a new way of being and have a higher state of mind in relationships that create a deeper connection, soulful love, and ultimate fulfillment. My special guest today, Karen Klassen, is the founder of Women Embracing Brilliance, author of the Freedom Frequency book, an empowerment coach and spiritual guide, certified facilitator, and inspirational speaker. Her purpose and passion is to empower those who are ready to step out of drama, feeling stuck or unfulfilled in their relationship or career, and spiral up into their inner power. She is here to support and keep you accountable to your dreams, your personal vision, and soul purpose by showing you how to embrace growth and change in all areas of your life. You are here to expand your capacity to receive optimal health, higher love, and prosperity. Sounds great, Karen. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Colette. I'm very honored to be on your show today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. You're doing some really amazing work, and I know you're going to be speaking out at the New Earth Expo in Calgary, April 24th to 26th. And I just wanted to mention that for the listeners, if you're in Canada and you're around the Alberta area, the New Earth Expo is at Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall A. And so, Karen, tell us, what you're up to here.
I'm so excited to be, speaking at the New Earth Expo with Greg Braden on the stage. He's been one of my mentors for many, many years. So to be sharing the stage with him and some other phenomenal speakers that weekend is going to be absolutely phenomenal. So if any of your listeners want to travel to Calgary, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I will be interviewing Greg Braden in April here for that event also. So I really look forward to that. He was on The Truth is Funny last year, and he's such a gentleman and a beautiful, beautiful soul.
Oh, I agree immensely.
And so tell us a little bit about your program, what you're doing, I know that you are talking about the evolution of relationships and what and how they're changing. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's relationships are a key element in all of our lives, as you know. And, you know, we're always interacting with others, whether it's for a moment or a lifetime. And however, most of us have not really learned how to have a successful and healthy and fulfilling long-term relationship. We just need to look at the divorce rate right now, which is increasing all the time. I think it's at for first-time marriage right now, it's 55%. For second-time marriage right now, it's 65% and 70% for third-time marriages and their divorce rate. And then we look at common law relationships, and statistically now they're only lasting about 2 to 4 years maximum. And, you know, this is where we need to ask ourselves why. And the answer for, you know, the answer that I have here is because we have been using an old relationship model that does not work and it will never work. That old model that, you know, that you mentioned earlier about the parents, you know, that they've used will not work for us because we are evolving. And I'm sure that, you know, Colette, the majority of your listeners, you know, they're developing themselves. They're developing themselves personally and professionally and spiritually. And this means our relationship model must evolve along with us. And this is why it's learning about the evolution of relationships is really important. And the evolution of relationships is here to show you a new and empowered model of relating. It's about really stepping into a new way of being. And as you say, Colette, creating an energetic shift with others and ourselves. And I really believe that with, you know, the conscious intention and the effort, you know, that we can really use our relationships to really heal and to transform our lives and ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, our ancestors, the way that they did things was right for that time for a lot of them. And I mean, because their marriages lasted longer, but sometimes we look at, the dynamics of that and how healthy were the relationships that they were in. And so, as you said, we're all evolving and we're all moving into new ways of being. And it's, you know, really interesting how things are unfolding on the planet right now as people are stepping into, you know, this higher awareness of who we are and our power. And you know, I know that you also talk about five cycles in the evolution of relationships. And I kind of thought it would be great if we could kind of work through those as we go through the show, just so you could explain that to us. We do have a caller on the line, and we will get, you know, I just want the caller to know we will get to you after the break. I just wanted to give Karen a chance to tell us about these five cycles and a little bit more information. So, Karen, what are these five cycles?
Okay, so first of all, it's if we understand that relationships in themselves, whether they're a relationship with our parents, our children, intimate, or even business relationships, they are all designed to empower us, to encourage, to uplift you on the evolutionary path to freedom. And that old model that we were mentioning of partner neglect and silent treatment, yelling, abuse, right? And staying in unfulfilling relationship is something of the past now. And because we are evolving and we're saying yes to our own personal and spiritual development, this is where understanding the five cycles can take us to higher levels of this evolutionary path to freedom. Now, Dr. Susan Campbell, she created the five stages of relationships, I believe, back in their late 80s. However, since we are, you know, rapidly awakening, Ellen and I, my beloved Ellen, we've updated and upgraded these cycles. And the first one, this one is the cycle of attraction. We all love this cycle of attraction because there's an incredible energy that really surrounds us. You know, when we meet someone that we're attracted to, you know, there's to describe that cycle of energy, you know, we're constantly thinking about that person. We become completely fascinated. You know, we wonder where this person's been all of our life, right?
That's like that, that spring fever you're talking about. We just have to take a quick break here now. So I'm going to just have you hold that thought.
Sure.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest today, Karen. And when we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Klassen. Before we continue, Karen, can you just share your contact information with our listeners?
Yes, definitely. My email is karen@karenklassen.ca. Again, it's karen@karenklassen.ca. And my website is karenklassen.ca.
Oh, that's nice and easy. And I know you're offering a very generous gift for anyone listening in on the radio show today. Would you like to share that with us?
Yes, definitely. So before I share my gift, if your listeners go on to karenklassen.ca, you'll find that my book is there. It's called Living in the Freedom Frequency. It's available on Amazon.com, and it's really about emotional mastery and how to achieve emotional mastery in our relationships so that we can be spiraling up and living in freedom. My gift today is the Empowered Relationship 2-Day Live Event. So this is a weekend event. The value is $9.97. And Alan and I, we made a choice to offer this powerful and transformational weekend as a gift to all of your listeners.
Wow, that's an awesome gift. So how can they reach you for that? Just at karenklassen.ca?
Actually, they can go to, it's myfreedombeginshere.com/empowered-relationships-gift. And so all they would need to do to pay for is their airfare, accommodation, and meals, but we cover the cost of the actual workshop itself. It is in Calgary at the Delta Hotel, April 18th and 19th. Now, even if this date does not work, I really recommend that they register anyway, because then their name is in our database, and then we can contact them for when the next Empowered Relationship Weekend will be. And, you know, if you're single, I recommend you sign up, because you'll learn how to end destructive relationship patterns so you don't repeat them in the future. And if you're married or in a relationship, sign up, because even if you're in a healthy relationship, you'll learn the most important skills and practices that will transform you into really becoming an empowered couple and have an extraordinary relationship.
Awesome. You know, we have a caller on the line who's been patiently waiting, so I'm just going to take that call. Yulia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Colette.
Good.
Hello,
good
Karen.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very, very good. Do you have a question for our guest today, or is there?
I sure
some...
do.
Yeah. Okay. You, Karen. Yulia has a question for you.
Hello, Yulia.
Hello, Karen. Well, I was brought up on drama by my parents. And I basically feel I don't know anything outside of it. And I had quite a few unsuccessful relationships that only now, many years after, I can analyze this, that I was part of the drama as well, bringing it also my kind of playing my part in it. And I would like to, first of all, I still am getting triggered sometimes by my ex-husband, for example, and I would like to get rid of these reactions to triggering and actually of need to live with drama.
Okay,
I don't
Yulia,
want to be in
I
my
know
life
you've called
anymore.
Into the radio show before, so I know you know how I work. I work on the energetic underlying issues, and I'm going to do that for you right now while Karen talks.
Thank you. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Yes. In regards to the drama that we experience in our relationships, when you understand the five cycles of relationships, the first one is attraction cycle. The second one is power integration. Unfortunately, that cycle is where most of humanity is and stuck in, and a lot of our relationships are stuck in that cycle. And the reason is that, we have, you have your own set of emotions, ideas, values, your ways of being and doing in the world. Plus, we have your own ego, right? But then your partner or your ex has their values and their emotions and perceptions and ways of being and doing. And if those needs or beliefs and perceptions do not match, then there usually will be what's known as power struggle, which is a negative aspect of power integration. And so what happens is if we have not learned the life lessons or skill sets required in that cycle, we can stay stuck in that cycle. My parents were married for 22 years and they, the entire time that they were together, they stayed in power integration cycle, but the negative aspect, which is the power struggle, they did not know how to integrate power. And that's what's being asked of us in that cycle. And the first skill set in that cycle would be forgiveness. Because if we do not forgive our last partner or our ex, what happens is you bring all the pain and all the resentment and all the judgment, everything that happens in that relationship into a present relationship. And all of the emotional wounds carry into the next relationship. So it's beginning to step into the energy, the vibration of forgiveness. And you will not know for sure if you've forgiven until you're in a relationship and your buttons are not being pushed anymore. Because remember that anyone who's pushing your buttons, it means there's still some underlying unresolved issues from your past and normally wounds from childhood that still have not been healed. So that's some really, really deep work that we're all being asked to do right now. And it's intense inner work. But once you're able to forgive another, forgive yourself, forgiving yourself for the pain you may have caused in relationships, right? Then you begin to release all the resentment and those energy cords that are going to free you to step up into the next cycle, which is synergy. Does that make sense?
It sure does. It would be nice to know about some kinds of tools or advice how to do it gracefully.
Yulia, yeah. I just wanted to interject just because while Karen was talking, I just wanted to also interject that a lot of times when people are in a relationship like that, the underlying effects are karma. And the funny thing about karma is that the relationships are, you know, we don't remember what our karma is when we come in. And so I was clearing some karma between you, past life experiences between you and your former husband. And just, you know, go to your spine and feel your heart right now and just let that go. And Karen, go for it again. Mm-hmm. We're working on you from both angles here.
It's fantastic. It's so true. You know, it's all those, the negative perceived energies that are stuck in our energy fields that we need to let go of. And again, it's trust too. So this is where, you know, you can ask yourself, you know, where are you in trusting yourself in relationships? You know, we have within us, if we're experiencing drama in our outer world, it's because we still have a part of ourselves that is actually enjoying that drama or whatever we're experiencing. So it's really getting deep and clear on that drama. I call them the fallen angels in my book. The fallen angels are all our negative perceived, negative emotions that we have. And if these negative emotions are not, if we do not acknowledge them within our psyche, they will keep knocking at the door and they can make our life a living hell until we go within and begin to trust the energy that's alive inside of us and begin to learn how to work with that. If you do attend our Empower Relationship Weekend, we show you the exact tools and we take you on these amazing inner journeys to heal and pull out the weeds from your past so that you can fully be living in the present moment.
We have to take a quick break now. Yulia, I just want to check in with you. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling better, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank
sure.
you, Lilia.
Thank you.
I am Colette Marie. Sorry. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My Breakthrough and Empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Karen Klassen here with me today, a fellow Canadian from Calgary, Alberta. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Karen will be speaking at the New Earth Expo at Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall A, Calgary, Alberta, April 24th to 26th. And I just wanted to mention that this is an amazing expo. I am also going to be speaking in British Columbia, if you're there, at the Spring Festival of Awareness the same weekend. And that is in Penticton, BC this year, their 37th annual festival. And so we're really looking forward to that too. Karen, we have Mia from Edmonton, Alberta on the line. So I just wanted to take her call. She's nice and close to you.
Edmonton, fantastic.
Yeah. Hi, Mia. Are you there?
Hi, Colette. I'm here. I love your show.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Mia. Yeah, lovely to meet you.
Hi.
What can Karen and I do for you today?
I was wanting maybe a little bit of help with my grandpa. He just went in for heart surgery on February 24th. And the surgery went okay, but since then he's been having this problem where the sac around his lungs, like the membrane, fills up mm-hmm. with fluid, and they have to go in and do this procedure where they drain it. And this is the second time. He's in the hospital in Saskatoon right now, actually, getting that done. And it's about a three-day process because he's on blood thinners. So they have to, like, thicken his blood and then thin it and then drain this fluid off. And I think he's just feeling kind of depressed and sad that it's taking so long to heal. And they said it would probably take at least 3 months before he would be back to...
Okay, so take a deep breath.
He would be recovered. Okay.
Okay. So we just want to, we just want you to breathe. Because okay. his lack of being able to breathe is making you not able to breathe. And so I'm just okay. picking up this energy. Karen, I'm just going to deal with this really quickly because it's not really a relationship question. But yes. Energetically, what I'm picking up is that the weakness, your respiratory system, your digestive system, and your reproductive system are all very intimately connected. The number one weakness is actually coming from his digestive system. And it's actually not on okay. a physical level. It's on a non-physical level. I'm just energetically getting in touch with him right now. We want to strengthen him okay. to be able to digest, absorb, and assimilate what's going on with him. Also strengthening him to any karma that he has with any doctors, with any of the other patients in the hospital, any of, that type of energy. We're just going to clear that. And also okay. what we're going to do is we're going to strengthen your ability to be able to have very clear thoughts that would strengthen him rather than weaken him, along with all the other family members. The fluid okay. in the lungs is coming up more like emotional to me, and it's more a weakness from the left to the right side of the body, and we want to strengthen that in that direction. Just want to get in touch okay. with that. And because Karen's here on the show today, I'm going to get her to talk about her the next cycle of energy, because we all want to know. And while if you just hold on to the phone here, I will just quietly shift energy for you in the background for your dad. Okay.
Okay. Nicole, you're doing beautiful much. Work. I just want to just honor you. Okay, the third cycle is synergy, and this is where we can all relax because we moved through power integration, where we've deepened into trust, because trust really allows us to be vulnerable to opening up to learning about our patterns and how we contributed to the experiencing, and opening ourselves up to learning from the one we're with. That is huge, because a lot of us can have resistance to learning from our partner. So when we move into a synergy, the Greek word synergos means working together. And Buckminster Fuller, he coined the word synergy, which defines, and I love this definition, is where cooperation combines divine grace and human activity. I'm just going to repeat that. Synergy is where cooperation combines divine grace and human activity. And this is where we realize that we really need to take responsibility for our own life. We go from really wishing that our partner would change to focusing on what we need to change about our own self. And, you know, through the power of synergy, we have this invaluable, valuable tool for healing any relationship, because we're focusing on the good in the relationship. We're no longer focusing on the faults and flaws of our partner. We're no longer focusing on what's wrong in life. We're more focused on what's good, and we're really stepping into seeking agreement. And we can always find agreement in anything if we really, really want to. Now, this doesn't mean ignoring our unacceptable behavior or pushing away our fears. Synergy really is promoting our ability to expand our consciousness and positively add value to the greater good through our intentions.
Thank you, Karen. That's awesome. Like, very well said. I'm just going to check in with you, Mia, right now. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Okay. Is your dad and your mom still together?
No, they're not.
See, it's beautiful how, the universe works. What Karen was just saying was a big part of your dad's problem. Okay. And so we're just going to strengthen all the energy. I could feel all this beautiful energy flowing through. And it's kind of like in some ways what was coming up is he has a weakness to his age because he feels like he'll never have that true love, that and it's like a broken heart. And so we're just going to strengthen yeah. him for that, that the heart space doesn't put pressure. It's more like coming up the heart space. So I just, you know, feel free, Mia, to connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, info@thetruthisfunny.com, and let me know how he's doing.
Okay.
And I just thank you for calling in. And
Thank you so much.
Oh, are you crying a lot right now?
No, but my heart is just beating fast.
Okay, because yeah, you sound like you're, so we just want to strengthen you to that, you know, your heart is actually, has the ability when you get in touch with your heartbeat, just if you take a deep breath and you get in touch with that, it will calm you, okay. your dad, your entire family down. Go, you know, if you go to your central nervous system and combine that with your heart energy. So very cool.
Okay.
I want to give the floor back to Karen because we've got to know what the next cycle is. Inquiring minds need to know. Thank you for calling in, Mia.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mia. You have a beautiful family, and I send you lots of love to you and your grandfather.
Oh, thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so the fourth cycle is co-creation. So synergy really allows us to become conscious co-creators, which is the next cycle. And this is where we really become so crystal clear that we are the creator of our life. We are creators of our circumstances, our experiences, whether it's a negative experience or a positive experience. So, you know, this is where in the co-creation cycle that we shift our thoughts from, you know, what can I get out of this relationship to what can we create within this relationship? And, you know, co-creation is really creating value, fulfillment through encouragement of both souls' purposes in togetherness. And this cycle, I believe, is where we're focusing on, you know, enhancing and bringing forth our creativity, defining our soul purpose. And, you know, it's very similar to the attraction cycle, Colette, as well, because it has a lot more history, a lot more depth. And, you know, within the synergy cycle, you know, it's where we really become so crystal clear that the most important relationship is the one that we have with ourselves.
And yes.
Yes. Right?
Yes. Yes. That's, you know, brilliant. We do have one more caller on the line here, Chelsea from Canada. And so I'm just going to ask her what we could do for her because we have to take a quick break again. Chelsea, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Chelsea.
I'm calling in for my boyfriend. He has sinuses. I was going to see if we could clear them for him.
Okay, I'm going to just have you hold that thought. I'm on it through the break. I'll energetically shift. Karen, I would really love for you to share your information one more time quickly with the listeners before we go to break so that they know how to connect with you.
Oh, definitely. So my email is karen@karenklassen.ca, and my website is karenklassen.ca. And my gift that I'm offering as well is the Empowered Relationship 2-day live weekend event in Calgary. And you can register on there at myfreedombeginshere.com/empowered-relationships-gift. Love to have you join us.
Awesome. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with you and happy to say that my long-awaited book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, will be available very soon, and you can get info about that on thetruthisfunny.com. It's a compilation of years of experiences and insights I've gathered connecting with thousands of colleagues, students, and radio participants. A word of warning, reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
I love it.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, but a risk of knowing that.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have the beautiful Karen Klassen here with me today, and we have Chelsea hanging on there on the line. Chelsea, I was energetically connecting with what was going on with your boyfriend, and the pressure in the sinuses is the pressure to perform in the relationship or the lack of performance in the relationship, and it's coming up a lot of grief and sadness. And many times when people have congestion in the sinuses, it will come up this way as an emotional reaction to, a lot of emotional issues that are coming up. So I was strengthening him to that, to be able to face them, because it's coming up that he doesn't want to have to face what's going on. And so I was strengthening that. I just would like to ask you if you have a question that you would like to ask of Karen, because I would, we need to get to the fifth cycle or we're going to leave everybody hanging here without knowing. Chelsea, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. I would, like I say, I didn't have anything. I was just calling for him. He woke up.
Okay.
With clogged sinuses.
That's cool. That's awesome. You can email me at info@thetruthisfunny and let me know if his sinuses are shifting now.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, Karen, we need to know.
Okay.
Cycle five.
Okay.
That is favorite one.
Yes, it is. So the fifth cycle in relationships is fully open. And what that means is that we are evolving to that place where we are living with our heart fully open. Unfortunately, when we are hurt, someone hurts our feelings, or someone criticizes us, or we feel judged, what do? We close our heart. So we actually are living, one minute we open our heart, the next minute we're closing our heart, then opening and closing. And if we are closing our heart more than we're opening our heart, that closure of the heart brings a lot of pain and suffering, actually a lot of unnecessary pain and suffering into our life. And so when we close our heart, we believe that we're closing our heart from that place of, I'm going to close off so I don't experience any more hurt or pain. Unfortunately, we're also closing ourselves off from everything we want. We're closing ourselves off from experiencing more joy and more love and, you know, everything we want in our life. And when we close our heart, we're also holding back love. And if we're doing that, it's because there may be an emotional blueprint from childhood, which has yet to be uncovered or acknowledged. And the practice here in living fully open is the power of tears. It's allowing ourselves and giving ourselves permission to cry. A lot of men have been taught, you know, when they were younger that, you know, tears is a weakness, crying is a weakness. And many of us have been taught that tears is a weakness. However, tears is the most powerful cleansing mechanism our body has. And we learn how to allow for tears and emotion to be expressed in a healthy way, we begin to open our heart, which is a very vulnerable place. But when we're living from this place, life becomes so magical, our relationships evolve, and we are really stepping into our own divine nature, and we're reawakening our soul and our soul's potential, which is very, very exciting.
That is exciting. And, you know, as I said, I love the synergy of the universe. The universe has a great sense of humor and a great sense of timing. And just exactly what you were talking about just now is what I was saying about Chelsea's boyfriend, that what is going on is he's not letting the tears out.
Yes,
and so exactly. The grief builds. And a lot of times people would say, oh, it's an allergy, or, you know, because it's becoming spring. And, you know, and it's not, it's actually coming up for him, emotional and psychological kind of traumas from past. And it's like this, you know, this buildup, like when we feel hurt or we feel misunderstood, and, or we feel like we can't solve a problem. And then we hold that within and we don't allow ourselves to cry, especially for men. Young boys quite often are taught not to cry, you know? And so, you know, that what you were saying is just so, you know, so in alignment. And as I said, I love how the universe pulls this energy together for everybody listening in also, you know, that, you know, we want to allow ourselves to express ourselves so that, you know, we remain healthy and strong and as whole beings and not just always running around trying to perform the false obligations, you know, of society that are imposed on us. We need to be real with ourselves first and foremost. And, you know, this is so beautiful what you were saying. Do you have anything, because we are getting short on time here. I can't believe how quickly the time went. You know, parting words for our listeners about tools or something that they could use that to effectively move through this.
Yes. If they go to KarenKlassen.ca and they sign up for my newsletter, what they receive is a gift. And the gift is the emotional integrity process. It's a three-step process, and it teaches you how to cry in an empowered way, from an empowered place. And it's such an incredible process, and it's transformed my life and many, many of my clients. And so that's another gift that I offer too. And, you know, it's the number one thing right now that women are craving for in their relationship is intimacy. And the number one thing that men are craving in relationship is respect. and the evolution of relationships has been both desire, intimacy, and respect. And we get that through the evolution of relationships in really being authentic in our emotions and stepping into a higher state of mind.
Absolutely. And wouldn't you say that that begins with each and every one of us, that as we do that, it's not just the relationship with our partners, it's the relationship with our children, it's the relationship with our coworkers, our relationship with the universe, the world at large. As each and every one of us step into this potential and this ability to be clear and true to ourselves, that we're more able to be clear and true in our relationships with our loved ones.
Oh, it's all of these, all of the skills and the practices that we teach are can be applied into any relationship, like you mentioned, Colette. It's whatever, whoever we're interacting with in the moment is we're being called to heal ourselves and transform ourselves in that moment. So I see everyone as a divine messenger. So you're absolutely right, Colette. Thank you.
Yes. And, you know, I want to say, Karen, it's been such a pleasure having you on The Truth is Funny. You're a real brilliant shining light and really enjoyed having you here. And I want to thank you and the callers listening in and the people that called in. I just wanted to mention once again that I will be at the Spring Festival of Awareness speaking there. Unfortunately, on the same weekend, or I'd be in Calgary and you could come to Kelowna. But April 24th to 26th, the Spring Festival of Awareness, the 37th annual. And then my colleague Mark Kettenbach and I have decided that on June 6th in Kelowna, we will have a pre-introductory, because we've had so many requests for the people here in BC to have something in Kelowna here. It'll be a 3.5-4 hour introductory seminar that we will be putting on our energeticupgrade.com website in the next week. That will be June 6th in Kelowna. And then also we have June 10th in Vancouver, and that is an event to come and meet us. And June 12th, 13th, 14th in Vancouver is our Energetic Upgrade Seminar Relationship Rescue. You can email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com for free tickets for the event on June 10th, where you can come and meet Mark. It's an amazing opportunity all the way from Germany. Thank you very much again, Karen. It's been such a pleasure. Enjoy the New Earth Expo. It's amazing work that Gail is doing out there. And thank you to all the listeners. And we will reconnect on next Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.